We continue by learning the Nishmas Davi ben Menachemish and Chan Yaakov ben Petichos Elio in Chulin Perektes Mishnei. Kulis Hameis. Kulis literally refers to the femur, but we're speaking over the thigh bone, but here we're speaking about any bone that has marrow inside. So this is a Kulis of a mace of a dead body, of the Kulis HaMikdashin, or let's say a Kulis Mikdashin of Karbanos, a bone from a carbon, that it became a Pigul or Nosar. And now, obviously, from a mace, we know this Tumas mace, and we're going to discuss that, its status, this bone in terms of conveying tumma. But what does it mean that you have a femur with marrow, you have a bone with marrow inside from a carbon? What kind of tumma are we speaking about? So this is a tumma de rabbanon. The chachamim discussed at the end of Maseches Pesachim. The chachamim said that if you have a bone, a marrow bone of a sacrifice that where that became pigul or no, so we discussed already pigul chutz lismano no sir many times where it's left over. So there is a tumma de rabbanon upon that. In fact, the basis of the tumma was for regarding nosar was in order to give an incentive to the kohanim to get things done. If you leave it over, I become tummy. If I leave this over and I touch it, I become tummy. They're very strict about not becoming tummy. So if they realize if they leave it over and becomes nosar, they're going to become tummy. They would think again about leaving it over. Leaving it over the carbon till the morning, making sure that it was burnt overnight. This way to avoid that tumma and pigul. Also, why would someone make something pigul? Let's say you didn't like the owner, you're a kohen, and someone's bringing carbon. You don't like that guy, so you can have a chutz lismano, a kavana, and it will become pigul. In order to avoid that, you realize, oh well, guess what? Well, this carbon you'll become tummy if you touch it. So the chachamim made that decree. So this. Also, we speak about a femur of mukdashim, and not only a femur of a mace of a human being. We have there's tumma to discuss, whether it's tumma d'oraisa or tumma d'rabbanan, but nonetheless, there's tumma. So the Mishnah here says hanugeh bahen. If you touch these bones that have marrow in them, whether it's from a mace or from a karbon, which is tumma d'rabbanan, bein stum and bein nekuvim, whether they're closed or they're open. That means whether their hole and the marrow is completely enclosed, so therefore you can't even touch the marrow, or the bones have a hole in them, and the marrow is something you could actually touch. If you touch these bones, says the Mishnah, bein stum bein nekuvim, tamei, you become tamei. Now it comes to the bone of a mace, so that should become obvious. Because even if there's no marrow, you become tamei. You become tamei if you touch or you carry even a saora size, a barley size bone. It makes you tamei. If to become tamas ohel in the same room, then it needs to be kazayis. Kazayis ben ames. But if it's to become tamei, if you touch it or you carry it, so all it needs to be a very small, doesn't it, in marrow. So that should be obvious, that kulas hameis makes you tummy. But kulas hamikdashin is coming to tell you that kulas hamikdashin, even if it's not accessible, the marrow is completely closed, it's a whole bone, you become tummy. So that's with respect to kulas hameis and kulas hamikdashin. What about kulas nevela of kulas hasheretz? Now we're speaking about a marrow bone of a nevela, or from a sheretz, marrow bone from a sheretz. Hanogeh bahen stumim tahor nekuvim kol shehu mitamin b'maga. So here we're more lenient. And when it comes to nevela and sheretz, a marrow bone of either of these, if you touch them when they're closed, you're tahor. But when they're punctured, even a little bit, then you become tamei by touching them. Bar Tanur explains, why is this so? Nevela einatz mosem tamei. Nevela, the bones don't make me tamei. Dichsiv b'nivlasa. Nivlasa means the nevela itself, which is the flesh of the animal, v'lo atzomos, and not the bones. Now, marrow is considered meat. Nonetheless, if it's completely closed, so you don't become tamei by just touching the outside of the bone. V'chein sheretz, and the same thing is when it comes to a sheretz, only nivlasa, only the nevela itself, the meat itself, and not the bones. Hilkoch stumin torim, that's why if they're closed, you're tamei, you don't become tamei. Af milatame b'masa, even carrying, you don't become tummy. You say, oh, if I carry it, so I'm obviously clearly lifting up the marrow, and that's part of the meat. No, it doesn't matter. The kol shekein b'maga, certainly by touching it, the ef shor lo li ga b'moach shebefnim, because he can't possibly touch the moach, the marrow inside, because it's closed. The afal gav the shomer machnis u'motzi tuma, says the Bar Tanhol, I have a good question. Remember the idea of shomer? We spoke about a shomer. If it's a shomer of a peel, let's say, of a fruit, so we spoke about a shomer, and the skin, let's say, of the hide, the skin of the meat of the animal, we said that shomer, that's like that is able to bring tuma and make you tame as long as it's attached. So why should it be different over here? Hane mi li b'davar she'efshar li gaba tuma atzma. That's where potentially you could touch the tuma itself as well. V'afilu lo naga ela b'shomer. Tame. If you're capable of it, you're able to access the meat itself. Let's say the skin, I can access that. So therefore, even though I'm touching the skin, so therefore the skin is the shomer. But if let's say I can't, I have this bone, this hard bone, I can't get to the marrow at all, unless I crack it open. So since I can't do so, ain't shomer metame, the shomer, which is the bone, is not metame. But that's all if it's closed. But the kuvin, the marrow bone of an avail or a sheretz, has to have a hole. Very, it could be the size of a hair. And therefore, potentially you can touch it. So therefore, you become tame just by touching the bone mitamin bimaga. Ask the Mishnah, minayin sha'af b'masa, how do I know that this, if you have this marrow bone of an avela or sheretz, whatever that it has, and there's a hole inside, how do you know that you become tame bimasa? Now that's a very difficult question, because we said usually masa is more strict. So if it's metame b'maga, slush metame b'masa. So the Mishnah is asking us the following. Why is it that in the previous case, in this case you're metame b'masa, I get that, because you're metame b'maga as well. Why in the previous case though do we say that you're not metame b'masa? If I lift up the bone and therefore I lifted up the marrow, so then why should I not become tame? Just because the marrow is inaccessible. So the Mishnah explains that. Tamalomar hano gea vahano say, the pasuk says in Vayikra Yud Aleph, it says hano gea b'nivla say yitzmara arev vahano say yes nivla say yichabes b'galdav tamera arev. So there's a link between masa and maga. Esheh b'lechlal maga b'lechlal masa. When it comes to an avela, whatever can become tamei maga, which is only when there's a puncture in the bone, because you have access to the marrow, that can have tumas masa. Lo b'lechlal maga. But if you can't have maga, lo b'lechlal masa, you can't have tumas masa. So there's a hekech between the two. We compare the two, and therefore, in the case where there's no tumas maga because it's closed, it's inaccessible to get to the marrow. Therefore, there's not going to be tumas masa either. Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. Beitzas HaSheretz HaMerukemes. Here you have the egg of a sheretz, which Merukemes means there's an embryo that's been formed. So and we speak about, but now sheretz, we spoke about 8 shrotzim. They have eggs. So says the Bar Tanura, a few of them. Yesh b'shmona shrotzim shamatilim beitzim, kigon hatzav, valatav, ahachomet, the toad, the lizard. Some of them we know can have eggs. So they can lay eggs. So the Mishnah wants to tell us that the beitza of a sheretz, that where there's an embryo that's been formed, tehora. So what does that mean? So we have an egg of a sheretz, there's a dead embryo inside, but it's reached the point where the shape of this sheretz and the limbs have pretty much been formed inside this egg. So what if I touch that egg? So says the Mishnah Torah, you don't become tamei. Why? Because the same idea when it came to the bones with the marrow. It's not accessible to me. You can't touch the dead embryo. It's completely enclosed within the egg. But nikva kol shehu, but even if there's a little puncture, even a hair can go in. Then if you touch the egg, tamea. Even if you touch the outside, just the shell, because potentially it's available for you, it's accessible for you to contact it because the shell has a hole in it. Achbar shechetzio vasar vechetzio adama. Plenty of literature on this. Sounds like there's a creature where half of it's flesh and half of it is from the ground. So we'll discuss that a little bit. Let's just deal with the halacha about that. Hanoger ba basar tameh. If you touch the basar part of it, it's tameh. Even when it's, meaning when it's dead. They said achbar is a mouse. It's one of the eight shrotzim. It's on the list in Parsha Shmini. So you become tameh. It's a high level of tumah. It's an ava tameh. You become a rishon the tumah if you touch it. So that's only though if you touch. If the regular achbar, no matter what part of the achbar you touch, you become tameh. But here you have an achbar that's half meat, half flesh, half adama, and it sounds like part of it's made from the earth. So if you touch the basar part, you're tameh. You touch the adama part, you're going to be tahor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer afanogeh ba adama shekineged abasar tameh. Rabbi Yehuda says if you're touching the earth part of this achbar that's dead, as long as you're touching the earth part that's right opposite the flesh, you become tamei as well. So let's discuss this achbar a little bit. There's a species of mouse. It sounds like it didn't reproduce as normal creatures do, but this was an example of spontaneous generation where it sounds like there's flesh on one side, there's earth on the other side. And it was able to move. Some claim that it started out this way, and then it became a full achbar. And I'll read to you from the Tiferes Yisrael. He says, "Vanisha mati apikorsim milaglagim al beriyazush and his keres kanu v'sanhedrin daf tzadi aleph." He says, "I've heard of many apikorsim that make fun of this creature, which is mentioned here in this Mishnah and in Sanhedrin Tzadi Aleph, umachishim, and they deny this. Va'omrim she'ena b'metzias klal, this thing never existed, can never exist. V'chein ro'isi v'haskir kan. That's why I wanted to mention here, ma'ashakosu b'sefer Ashkenazi, she'chiber some German, she'chiber chacham echad mefursam b'chach me'homos u'shmo Link. His name is Link, one of the German scholars or scientists. He wrote this book. Ubisifro Hanikra, he gives you the name of the book, Orovelet, page 327. Shenimsa Beria Kazos Be'eret Mitzrayim B'machos Thebes. This is actually such a creature in Thebes in Egypt. The Nikreis Ha'achbar Ha'ibelashim Mitzrayim Difus Yokolus. I'll give you its Egyptian name. And they said in our language in German, spring mouse. Asher hachelek shelefoneh rosh v'chazeh v'yodeh b'torim yafeh. The front part of it has a head and has the torso and its hands and there seem to be formed properly. V'acholeh adayin megulamin b'rig v'yaretz. But the back of it is still unformed and it's part of the earth. Ad achar eze yamim hisapech kulo levasar. Until after several days, then the whole thing becomes flesh. Va'omer ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem. So just to review, the machlokas in the Mishnah have this achbar chetzio vasar chetzio adama. It says the Tanakama, if you touch the basar part, you become tamei. Remember, it's the dead achbar, it's one of the eight trotzim. The adama part, you tahor. It sounds like it's not part of the sheretz. And Rabbi just says, no, even if you touch hanogea ba'adama, the earth part, kineged abasar, you tamei. Now, what does it mean? So this refers to the side that hasn't turned to basar yet, but it's right opposite the side that has. So Rabbi just says, once one side of it has to become the form of a sheretz, then if you touch even the opposite side, the part that's not developed, you become tamei sheretz as well.